You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Supernatural Provision by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
Familiar passage of scripture. The backdrop is that this is the fourth chapter, final chapter of Paul's love appreciation letter. We took some pastors we had never this week. Went up to Asheville and took them to the Biltmore House. If any of you have never been to the Biltmore, how many of you have never been to the Biltmore House? Okay. It's 2 hours away, right up 26. Take a trip up there. It's the largest mansion in the United States that's been built. And it'll give you an image of how God can bless you. See, that's what I do. When I go to these things and I see that, I don't go, oh my God. I can never have nothing like this. I said, this is how you want to bless me, huh? Oh, okay. You know what? Really, I get a broader vision of what God can do. Amen? And a lot of times these things happen for people who ain't acknowledging God necessarily. And I said, man, I walk away from God. God can bless me even above and beyond. But anyway, I was taking, and as we were going through some of the rooms, he explained this was a writing desk. He said, back in the day, there were people who actually used to do these things called writing. They used to write letters. I know y'all hardly all remember that. We wrote letters. Pastor Mark, did I write you a lot of letters? Where are my letters? I wrote you epistles. Huh? Or somebody else? No, that ain't right. That ain't true. I know I wrote you some letters. But you need to find my letters. And people used to actually write. And these epistles are Paul's writings to the church. A lot of them were for doctrinal instruction. A lot of them was to correct error. In Corinthians, Paul corrected error. He talked about stuff that they didn't ask him about. And then he said, now concerning the questions that you asked me about this, about marriage, about women in the church, different things. But in Philippians, this is a thank you letter. He's thanking God for this church who more than any other has supported him financially. He didn't have to correct any kind of wayward, illicit sexual activity. There was nothing going on excessive. There was nothing. They were walking in love. And he was especially thanking them for contributing and supporting him in ministry. And then in doing that, he declares this over them, Philippians 4:19. And he said, because you've done that, and because I have everything I have, all my needs met, my ministry needs are met. And now, one translation says, and, which is better, probably better connected with his thought, and my God shall supply all your need. Paul was saying, just like God has supplied all my need, he will supply all your need. Can I tell you, as your pastor, I declare over you that just as God has supplied all my need, he will supply all your need. Amen. Actually, he said, my God, he said, the same God who's manifested himself in my life in this way, he shall supply all your need according to a democratic administration. Come on, y'all, just follow me here. I will supply all your needs if we can just get the Obamas back in the White House. I will supply all your need if you kiss up to Trump. That ain't how this is. I'll supply all your need according what? To his riches in glory. That means even if the government don't get it to you, God still can make you rich. I believe that there's a role for government. Amen. And we don't make light of that. There's scripture where God was telling, he said, he tell people in government to do justice, do right by people. Solomon's son, I would get it mixed up, Rehoboam, right? Help me, Bible scholars. Rehoboam, right? Rehoboam, Solomon, well, the reason why I get it mixed up, because Jeroboam ended up, the kingdom ended up being split to him, who was Solomon. But his son Rehoboam, the people said, listen, if you just treat us right, lower our taxes, don't be so hard on us, we'll serve you, things won't go well. And he consulted with his friends, and he said, man, forget about these people. Raise the taxes, be hard on them. Tell them you're going to be hard on them in, with your little finger than your father was with his whole, with your whole hand. And so, and then he listened to them, and as a result, the kingdom was taken from him. So even the Bible gives instructions about how a government ought to act towards its people. But I also did a series many years ago that God doesn't want us to be government-minded. He wants us to be covenant-minded. Amen? And so, y'all really got to understand, administration's going to come, administration's going to go. Amen? I'm saying this as neutral as I can, okay? For whatever reason, I believe this current administration is on a mission to try to undo everything the Obama administration did. You got to understand that. There's some things I wish could be undone, and some of it can't be undone, okay? The Supreme Court now is settled, okay? And none of that surprises me, okay? And there's some people who are so worried. Oh, my goodness. And there comes a time, I believe, that God, I said this earlier in a different context, but let me say it in here, that God will force us into faith. Everybody say, force faith. Force faith is when you have nothing and nobody else to depend on. Don't look like you got a friend in the White House or in your house. And God said, you have to trust me now. You have to look past them. Don't consider them. Just trust me. Because I'm teaching this series, which is called Supernatural Provision. And so Paul was saying, my God shall supply. Not the government. Not political parties. Not you knowing the right people. My God shall supply. Say, my God shall supply all I need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So Paul's now talking about God doing something for which he can get the glory. He alone gets the honor. He alone gets all the praise that God did that thing. Look, somebody say, God did that thing and he will do that thing. And so, for the sake of time, let me go right to the three things that you need to do and have to do if you are going to walk into supernatural provision. I'm talking about God blessing you and providing for you in a way that only he gets the glory, only he gets the credit, only he gets the honor, that God does it. There's certain things that, like Abraham did, we're going to have to obey God to walk in supernatural provision. When I'm talking about supernatural, I mean above the natural. Watch this. I'm talking about God providing for you beyond the 1st and the 15th of the month. Or the 1st, the 3rd, or the 5th, whenever the Social Security check come in, whenever the disability check come in, and all that. Can I tell you something? Oh, some of y'all need to grab hold of this. God's people, covenant people, should never have a fixed income. Just take that out of your confession. I don't care if you get a check one day a month. If you got a salary that's capped and your company can't pay any more for this position, you are not on a fixed income if you're a child of God. Y'all aren't hearing me here. Fixed means it's set and nothing can be done about it. Look, somebody say, I live with an unfixed income. That means anytime I need it, it can show up. That means God can do it with or without my job, with or without my boss's approval, with or without an act of Congress, with or without votes. He's sovereign. He's sovereign. God tells, or Abraham says to his son, as he's going up into the mountain, and his sons ask, where is the sacrifice? And Abraham says, the God himself God himself shall provide, or God will provide himself a lamb. God will provide himself. Everybody say he'll do it himself. Glory to God. He said, all the gold is mine, all the silver, I can do it myself. I can do it myself. I don't need your help. I don't need an act of Congress. I don't need anybody to agree. I can do it myself. If I just decide to do it, I can bless you. One place people are complaining, God said, I'll bless who I want to bless. Amen. How many of y'all know nobody said, y'all, that's the way y'all feel. You don't tell me to do my money. I spend my money. Well, come on. If you got that attitude, God can have that. I give my money who I want to give my money. God bless who I want to bless. He's a supernatural God. Will do supernatural things. So through Abraham's experience, which I believe I left off 2 weeks ago when I was teaching this, of God showing himself as Jehovah Jireh in a place, in the mount of the Lord will be seen, we said there's a place of obedience. So three things I want to tell you in the time I have remaining that you need to do if you're going to experience supernatural provision, which is God's will for all of us. Say, I know I have you saying a lot, but some, I have you saying things because when you say things, you are confessing it. Okay? I'm going to say a scripture moment that says, I will say it. See, it don't matter if I keep saying it, you got to say it. You got to say it till you see, you got to say it till you believe it. Glory to God. And so you need to know that it is the will of God for you to have a supernatural life and supernatural provision. Say it with me. Say, my income is not fixed. I serve a supernatural God who can supernaturally provide for me anytime I need it. I heard that my friend Pastor Raleigh said when he was here, and I was tuning a little bit, I didn't see all of it, and I can guess some of y'all probably didn't like it. He said, there ain't no reason why you shouldn't have nothing to give your pastor a month in advance. And I'm sure some people got mad about that. Because God promised he gives seed to the sower. Now, either word's true or it's a lie. So if I want to sow, God's obligated to get something to me. No, come on now. Now, don't get mad because it's in the context of the pastor. That's about anything. If you want to sow in direction for life conference, God's obligated to get seed to sow to you. Come on. Does the word say this? Can I show you all that? It's in 2 Corinthians, what, 9th chapter? God said, I give seed to the sower and bread for your food. If you want to sow, God's obligated to give it to you. So that means, regardless of your job, regardless of whether you have it right now, can I honestly tell you something? You cannot have it right now and have it a minute from now. Okay, let me show you what I'm talking about. Lindsay, stand. Send him, Lindsay. Send him, Lindsay. This is a single parent. She serves in this ministry, faithful. God blessed her, and she came up here as a teenager. She has two children, went back to school, got a degree. Now I'm working in the medical profession and all that. But she need a car, right? Need a car. I asked y'all, if you got a car, give me the car so I can bless this young lady. Y'all didn't do it. So now I'm going to give her $5,000 for a car. So it's possible 1 minute you need money for a car, and the next money God puts on somebody's heart to give. Now, God has been dealing with me about that. Now, those who were here first service, I blessed somebody else with $5,000 and give them a car. Oh, thank God we have a third service. Not today. Okay. The checkbook I need, but it'll be taken care of this week, right? So that just shows 1 minute lack, next minute supply. 1 minute not enough, next minute more than enough. Okay? I don't know if she's been saving. I don't know what she's been doing. But God got a way of accelerating stuff. It's called supernatural. See, supernatural is when God just talked to somebody and you ain't said nothing to them. Supernatural is when you was trying to do it this way and it shows up another way. God wants you to understand, if you would learn to use your faith and release your faith, you are not limited by your job. You are not limited by your skin color. You are not limited by your gender. Well, you know, they ain't never let a woman do this job. You're not limited by that when you're in the kingdom of God. Because in Christ, there's neither male nor female. Amen. Oh, now I feel like I got to explain that now. My daughter tell me, leave that one alone. That means to get the benefits from God. Okay? It's not based upon your sexual identity. It's based upon him blessing you. Okay, y'all understand? I don't want to go down that road, y'all. Because I do believe there's male and female. And you're one or the other. I know we talk about curious and genderless. One preacher said, you don't know what identity you are. Go stand, take all your clothes off, stand in the mirror. Question settled. I didn't say that. I heard no preacher say that. You don't know what gender you are. Just go stand in the mirror. Take all your clothes off, stand in the mirror. If something hanging, you're mad. Oh, sure. No, I'm sorry. Come on, move on. Okay. Let's get back to the word here. Three things you got to do. Number one, say, I got to be in the will of God. If I'm going to experience supernatural provision, I got to be in the will of God. Please, don't take this for granted. Because God wants the supernatural to provide for you, but you need to understand, supernatural provision shows up at the place of obedience. Supernatural provision shows up at the place God told you to be. God supernaturally provided the ram for Abraham to sacrifice. God himself provided the ram, caught in the thicket, but he had to be at that place, at that particular mountain. God tells Elijah, I'm going to give you a little respite, a vacation, a sabbatical. Go sit by the brook Cherith. He sent him to what I'm calling Cherith Resort. He drank from the brook every day. Ravens came and fed him twice a day. He didn't have to fish. He didn't have to hunt. And then the brook dried up. So no more provision there. Then God said, go to Zarephath. I commanded a woman there to sustain thee. I commanded a woman there to sustain you. So provision is going to show up at the place God told you to be. Okay? I have to honestly tell you this. And some of you are going to take it. You're going to take it however you want to take it. But I really want to understand, if no provision is showing up, ask God if you're supposed to be here. Now, I don't mean instantaneous. The bare necessities are not showing up in your life. God, am I supposed to be here? We struggled in Maine. We were there for 6 years, from 86 to 92. And the reason why we moved like January 1st of 92 to move to Tulsa. But for the first 4 years there, For the first couple of years, we were really struggling because I was out the will of God and wouldn't acknowledge that. I kept trying to justify, you know, our life being cut off and not having this, we're barely making it. We were barely making it. We were struggling. God would show up. God would show up. Amen. We never went hungry, but you know, I mean, come on, we were in the wilderness too long. Y'all understand what I'm saying? We were in the wilderness too long. What didn't go through a season of seasons more only be 3 months. Then this season's supposed to change. Spring, summer, winter, fall. I mean, this was going through years. I'm like, and so Pastor Marcy, she kept saying to me, "You still think the will of God for us to come here? You still think the will of God for us to come here? You still think the will of God?" We was laying there with no lights on. "You still think this is the will of God?" Yeah. You know, and I tried to use all kinds of scripture. You know, I was like Job. Shall we not take the evil with the good, you know? And I said, God, you know, Job said, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken." Not Job, what's his name? David. David said, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging for bread." I'm going to show you that scripture in a moment. And Pastor Martha said, I said, "We're not forsaken always." She said, "We're forsaken. That's what she said, "We're forsaken. We just about as close as you can get. Yeah, this ain't going good." And so in that situation, you get to understand. Sometimes, I'm going to need to help somebody. Sometimes it's not feasible to go back. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You too far out here now. You can't just undo this and go back. And so what I had to do, I had to repent. I had to acknowledge. I had to acknowledge I got off. I had to acknowledge that I chased money more than I was chasing the will of God. I had to acknowledge I had my own plans, my own ambitions, more than I was resting in God's plans and God's ambitions. Now, once I confessed that and said, "God, I didn't obey you. I didn't seek you." The Lord said to me, "It's all right. I'm going to work it in." Aren't you glad to know that the mercy of God will work stuff in? Come on, you can't undo it, but God will work it in. No, you probably shouldn't have got pregnant when you got pregnant. You shouldn't have slept with him or her. And you can't undo that. But God said, I'm going to work it in. This child going to end up being blessed. I'm going to use this child to bless you. Glory to God. I said to someone recently, and every time I talked to them, they would always say, you know, I mean, the child's in their 30s now. And they would always say, "You had a child and I shouldn't have had him." And I said, "Stop saying that. Shouldn't have done that. God's grace is sufficient." Yeah. Don't let the devil keep you in bondage to what you did 30 years ago or 3 days ago. Somebody said, "How about last night, Pastor? Can you give me freedom from last night, Pastor? Can you..." Say last night, Pastor. God's grace is sufficient. Amen. Don't let the devil cause you to walk in bondage about something that's under the blood. Amen. I can tell you everything I've been through, the good, the bad, and the ugly, God has worked it in. Amen. I mean, there's some things I have not, everything I've been through, I told somebody.
Are you concerned that your needs aren't being met? God can and will meet your needs supernaturally. Dr. Herbert Bailey explains God can provide for you in ways that are unexplainable when you use your faith. Order this powerful message today on CD or DVD. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Supernatural Provision.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our 3 locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praise reports at rightdirection.info, or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.